Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is always my goal to help you and your family move more. So every Thursday, I am dropping a movement snack into your ears to help you and your family move more. It is another movement snack of the week. And this week, I want you to do something with your children. So many times I've been focusing so much on us and different things that we need to be doing for better posture, better alignment, all of those things, so we can stop feeling these aches and pains. But I've missed out on some of the fun that we can have with our children while doing this. Always know that anything that I mention in these movement snacks are great for your kids to do as well. But I can understand why you may not have done that. So today what we're going to do is a basic bear crawl. These are fun. My husband used to make my children do these if they did something that he, I don't want to say that, like, it wasn't like a punishment. We didn't do it, you know, do this type of thing. It wasn't like he was saying, oh, now you've got to go bear crawl. But it was more like if they didn't do something, he would jokingly say, okay, now you got to go down and you got to bear crawl for me. And it's a fun thing to do. It's a great exercise for your mobility. I probably talked about this in a movement snack in the past, but we're going to do it again. So all you're going to do, you can do this anywhere in your house, and you are going to get down on hands and knees. Now, there's a few things, and you can play with this. I want you to get down on hands and knees, and the first one that we'll do is we're going to stay kind of in this quadruped position. So if you think like a tabletop, hands and knees, you're going to lift your knees up off the floor, and you're just going to try to walk forward with on your hands. And when my right hand comes up, my left foot comes up, right? That's how movement should occur. So right hand, left foot, then you switch it, left hand. And it's more, don't try to do them together. It's more like right hand, left hand, right foot, right? So it's back and forth between the two. The first one I want you to do is keeping your bottom low. So you're going to feel lots of core activation when you do this exercise. And you can even have fun with your children and do little bear crawl races. You can go inside, do it inside. You can do it outside, whatever. So first time you're in a tabletop position. So think flat back. Think I'm going to put some coffee on your back and you're going to sit there. And, you know, that coffee is not going to spill off your back. The next one would be more butt in the air. So this is going to be more like what you think of a bear crawl would be bottom up in the air, and then you're going to walk again. So a little bit less core activation, more shoulder movement. And you can, again, do this for fun. And then we will flip over. So now instead of bottom being up, now we're going to lift chest up towards the sky. We're going to get on our hands and our feet, and we are going to try to do crab walks. And you can do that as well. Now, I will tell you that this may create some tension in your wrists. So be gentle. Go easy. Don't do too much. If this is something new for you, this may hurt your wrists. If you're not used to going down and doing planks and things like this, this might be too much. So listen to your body. And that is going to be your assignment today. So even if you don't have little ones and your bigger children don't want to get involved, you can still go down and do this. This can be a quick little workout for you. You can do, say, you could do 10 squats, 10 push-ups, and then bear crawl. Then 10 squats, 10 push-ups, and then crouching tiger type crawl. And then 10 squats, 10 push-ups. That's a lot of shoulder work, and crab crawls. So there's an idea for you if you want to flip it into a workout, but just play with different positions. You can even do monkey type movements. I will show all of these on my Facebook page. So Form Fit Mom Community, if you go over there, I will show you how to do each one of these. They are all great for mobility. You'll get your kids laughing if you do it with them. And it's definitely great movement patterns to practice and see how you do. I do want to also let you know that we're going to take next week off. So the week of the 4th of July, we are taking off to relax and regroup. We will be back on July 11th, but I just wanted to let you know here. Go back and listen to a few of our past episodes, and I'm going to give you a few that you may enjoy. All right, so some summer episodes you might want to listen to is episode 10, that's Family Game Time. I mentioned that last week. There's also episode 11, where I talk more about hydration. For those of you who are in hot weather in the summertime, it's a good one to catch up on. Episode 12, if you're going on a road trip, that's a great one to listen to as well. And then there's many others. We've got, 61 episodes. So take this week and go back and try to catch up on some of the episodes. And always know that if you have questions, please reach out. I would be happy to kind of cover a question for you on our movement snack. So if you have any questions for me, you can private message me. You can join our FormFit Mom community and ask me a question there. You can email me, whatever. Just find me, ask me the question, and I'll make sure to cover it on an upcoming topic. And if not, we will see you back July 11th. Hope you all have a wonderful 4th of July, and looking forward to getting back into the swing of things after that. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.